Hello, Pinellas County. It's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership, where Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the Kaz, also known as beef liver with caramelized onions. Not your style? No problem. How about the chicken wings or the spaghetti and meatballs? Or even the meatloaf with potatoes? At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. It's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pies by the slice, or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street, a hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew Street across from the 7-Eleven. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street at 1732 Drew Street, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 3 p.m., or on the weekend, 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can call us at 727-441-2644. From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Another one in the books, Tom. You going to be ready with some songs or something for Christmassy? Pick up, what do you guys think? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Is that the oldie but a goodie?
Oh, I can dig it.
Or Frosty the Snowman? Who wins?
Frosty.
Yeah,
okay,
I
set
like
up Frosty the Snowman. Christmas time. We got in the house here. We got the Jockey Boys. The barbecue on Drew Street. We got the limo. Limo Bob. And then we got my mentor, Nick, in the house. He's the man. He is Vapes. Vapes Depot. And then we got, I wanted to say a quick shout out to Bros Pizza there on East Bay, my friend Alty. Wish him well. He's a great man. They do great pizza. They're right there at the corner of Starkey in East Bay. That's their landmark. You want some good pizza, it's Bros Pizza from Alty. Give them a call. When you think pizza, think Bros Pizza.
New York style.
New York style, baby. And then we're going to start the show right now. Nick's going to take over. We got some ribs in the house from Jockey Boy. We're going to have you guys eat them and tell us what you think live on the air. For you guys on YouTube that want to look in, we're on YouTube live because we have cameras in the studio. Take it over, Nick.
Thanks, Brian. So we're going to start off with Jock from Jockey Boy's Barbecue right now. And Jock brought in some of his product here. But, Jock, while you're doing that, if you could just explain, it's Jockey Boys Barbecue on Drew Street.
Yes.
Drew Street, Clearwater?
Yeah, Drew Street, Clearwater.
Okay, can you give us a landmark?
Right across the street from Skycrest Elementary.
All right.
In between
Small
Keene,
plaza right there?
Yes, in between Keene and Corona.
Beautiful. How long you been there, Jock?
About 4 months.
4 months. Mm-hmm. Got it. So he brought in some of his food from the restaurant, guys, and I want to go ahead and ask him some questions about the restaurant and like the hours of operation, so on and so forth.
We're 7 days a week, noon to midnight. We have free delivery within a 5-mile radius. We have Uber Eats, Bite Squad, Grubhub, and DoorDash available.
And you've been there how long?
4 months.
4 months. And what kind of response you getting so far?
5 stars on Google. 5 stars on Facebook, over 600 followers in 45 days.
So you're on social media?
Yes.
Okay, so they can find all that information.
Yes, Jockey Boys Barbecue.
Nice. All right, what do you want to tell us about how you got started? Now, you told me you're from Indiana, so how did things happen? How did you get to Florida? How did the restaurant come to be?
Well, I started cooking as a kid with my grandmother, actually. She named me Jockey, and we kind of put the boy on the back end of it. I was a DJ, so I was a DJ Jockey Boy, but from Indianapolis, Indiana, and my uncles had barbecue joints back there, and so I kind of like floated around with all of them.
So is this family recipe stuff?
Not really.
Top secret?
No, this is a combination of everybody else's with my own, So nice. What I bought today was a rack of ribs, which are $25, 12 bones. I bought some chicken legs, drumsticks, all hickory smoked with love. I bought some of my famous baked beans that has a lot of different tricks in them.
Ooh.
Some of my homemade potato salad that's most definitely, you know, to die for. Midwest style, you know.
Jockey boy, is this a dine-in or
yes,
takeout?
Well, I have about 12 seats. It's actually a takeout, but
all right.
I put 12 seats in there, you know, just for my people that, you know, want to sit and, you know,
hang
chew
out
a little bit, you know, while they're waiting on their food or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, good atmosphere. You know, play good music and, you know, watch TV or whatever, you know. Comfortable, you know. That's what everybody
sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Tell you what, I'm going to have to pop in there because I love barbecue. Yeah.
We got a couple food trucks that's going to be rolling, so look out for those.
Nice. Catering?
Yes.
And during
the
holiday season, people always love to have barbecue because it breaks the chain of turkey and ham.
Exactly.
They could have an opportunity to pick up some of these ribs or chicken.
Exactly.
So you do it.
I do a lot of things that they don't do here in the South that we do up in the Midwest. I smoke rib tips. I do turkey tips. I do chicken tips. You know, so I try to give you, you know, a whole different flavor of, you know, what you're used to.
He's my new best friend, you know, right?
So I'm looking at his ad. It's ribs, turkey, chicken, pulled pork, beef sausage, hot dogs, and more.
Yeah.
What's and more? Give me an and more.
That'd be like the chicken tips I just added.
Baked beans,
collard greens. You get some good collard greens.
Oh, I love collard greens.
Yeah, good cornbread, mac and cheese.
Mm.
We got a yellow rice we just introduced.
Ooh.
So as it goes, we keep going, you know, so I'm going to keep adding sides and different meats and whatnot. Brisket will be coming soon.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's all made with a lot of love, you know.
That's awesome. Sounds great.
Yeah, I work a lot of hours. Seven days a week, I smoke.
Yeah, so check it out. You know, I own a business too, right?
Right
so,
on.
And you're working a lot because you're in good shape. Because if I kept cooking and eating like this, I'd be twice my size.
I'd be testing it out, right?
Rib eater.
Well, I'd be testing it.
Well, I'm 19, but I'm 41.
You know? I love it. There you go.
But you work 90 hours a week, so you don't have to work 40 hours a week for somebody else, right?
Exactly.
That's kind of the way I think about it.
Well, I take naps, human sleep. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right. So while we're going through some of that, let me introduce Bob.
Hey, what's going on, Nick?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, buddy.
Good. So you're a pretty exciting individual. Let's hear about what you got going on. So Limo Bob, that's the way you introduced yourself.
Yes, sir.
So I want to hear about what about limos. Tell us about limos.
Well, let me give you the fastest shortcut of a long autobiography. Check it out. It's going to be called Fame, Fortune, Pow. Coming out on Amazon. That's right, January 2020. And don't forget about our podcast, the Limo Bob Podcast, January 15th at 8 o'clock. And every Wednesday for 1 hour, forever till eternity. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, Nick.
Yep.
There's no short version, but I'll go as fast as I can. And bear with my mind, because I'm here, there, and everywhere these days. No. Tell you that story later. That's the POW part of the book. I just started, you know, just at 15 and a half years old, driving limos. My dad just bought a limo from Miss Marshall Fields out of Chicago. She had an old green limo. We had six kids, my dad and Aunt Marge, and a dog named Fang, little dog. So he said, oh my gosh, I'm going to buy that for the family wagon. He buys this car, brings it home. We go to Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, to meet our family out there, Buddy Bellucci and Aunt Bonnie Bellucci. And we go up to the World Trade Center, which was awesome, at the very top. We took this limo across, and we see the Statue of Liberty. It just hit a ball. Came back to Chicago. Next thing you know, people were knocking on the door. Hey, Nick, listen, you know, my son's getting married. I need a limo. Well, my dad would just throw him the keys. Take it here. Bring it back whenever. So they bring it back 2-3 days later. All of a sudden, everyone's knocking on the door. He's like, wait a minute. This is a business here. He goes, get out to the airport, Bob. James didn't show up. You get out to the airport. But, Dad, I got to go to school. Forget school. Dad, I'm going to prom. You ain't going to prom. You're driving to prom. I'm like, Dad. So from that day on, 24/7, took care of Dad's business. In the end of the 70s, some unscrupulous people burnt and blew up all the limos one by one. But they had some spooky lady walk up and down the alley when three big guys got out of a town car. She had puffed up hair like this, all whited out face with real tall brown boots past her knees. And she would walk up and down the alley. My limos were parked on each side of the alley. And she would just walk through and like try to freak us out. The town car would go around the corner, pick her up at the other end. This happened for 3 months. I don't know, about 1 to 3 in the morning. The cops were on the payoff. This is Chicago. They wouldn't even show up half the time. When they did, they almost arrested our friend that was in the house. But to make a long story with that, they had to go quick. They started blowing them up one by one. It was so bad that at the end of time, I told my dad. My dad says, hey, you got to get out of there. And he sent a car, and I was zoomed out of there. They even stole my little black dog out of the yard, whoever it was, watching us before we left. Went to Florida. I built up a business down there for my dad. Got it going. I said, Dad, I'm going to Chicago. He retired, jumped on his yacht, got into goldsmith business. He helped me out with a lot of this gold. 33 pounds of it that I'm wearing.
You have gold?
Yeah. Got gold.
It's like right. Mr. T on steroids over here. What is this?
Yeah, so I went back to Chicago, and believe it or not, I opened up my own limo business in the 80s, and it was ass-kicking. It was unbelievable. And I made it to the world's longest limousine with jacuzzis, hot tubs, Ferraris, Lamborghinis.
So
I was
you
totally
built
blessed.
That.
I built them, I rent them, and I sold them worldwide. But I was blessed, and I'll tell you why. In 1985, after I was in a biz and doing a hustle, I had a bounce at a nightclub to make money to get business cards to get going. 1985, I saw this old man. He used to sit out there and wave, no legs, at a nursing home. I says, hey, can I pick you up and take you out? I asked the nursing people. They go, no problem. I said, I have three limos I can give you, but, you know, we're going to take you out. So every year, all the people are crying and everything. They go, oh, we want to go, we want to go. I go, wait, I'll tell you what, every year, God willing, if I can double my limos, I'm not going to stop until I empty this whole nursing home. I did it 3 years later, 76 people. But
wow.
I'll tell you, I was blessed from that. Because from that point, I took the nursing home folks down to the planetarium downtown Chicago, and all of a sudden a news team pulled up, started filming, talking to them all. That night I was watching a movie, Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy, 10 hours, whatever it is, and all of a sudden, I see the commercial go by. He was like, man watches world go by, gets riding style, details at 10. And they're flashing the limos and all this. And I'm like, the phones are ringing off the wall. From that point on, my world changed. I went from a guy who bought beat-up limousines in a junkyard. Two of them were bullet-ridden Lincoln Town Cars that we had to take them to Earl Shives, put Bondo on them. And I didn't know, some had no floors, so we had to fiberglass the floors. And no one told me don't put resin on you. I burnt for a few weeks, but no. But we got it done. We did what we had to do. I was totally blessed. I'm not lying. I started building these biggest limos. All of a sudden, I built this limo so big that before I could even do anything about it, the guy had to leave. And as I was going home with this triple X limo, my whole world changed. They had an APB out for me, Jonathan Brandmeier in Chicago. ABC, NBC, CBS, all the networks were chasing this limo down. They thought it was a UFO. It had a hot tub and it had midget maitre-d's to walk up and down serving you cocktails and hors d'oeuvres as you're driving around. I mean, we just did it all.
What was it?
What?
People are walking in this?
I hired little midget maitre-d's and they would walk up and down the long aisles serving cocktails and hors d'oeuvres.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, no. It was a kid. You could rent the midget for $50 an hour or armed security for $100 an hour, unarmed for $50. So we rented it all, no matter what you wanted, yachts, jets, helicopters, no matter what your appetite for luxury was, we had it all. Wait, are you ready? Guess who comes in, decides to want to buy half my company? Kim Baser and her brother, and all of a sudden I go, okay. She goes, you want to be a big fish in this little pond, or do you want to be a big fish in a big pond, the whole USA, in the world? Let me buy in. She gives me 10%, pays off my lawyer, gets 51%. I get ousted out of my company. She took it over. I ended up selling Barney dolls, the purple dinosaur, on the street corners of Chicago, freezing to death on the corner. Remember pulling in McDonald's? I didn't even have the $2.25 to buy a Happy Meal for my son. I had to pull out. It was the toughest point of my life right there. And I'm telling you, I never stopped emptying out nursing homes. I did Fireball Run, cross country. I donated my limos, donated my bodyguard, my midget, myself, and we would cross the country looking for America's missing children and started going to orphanages and taking children out of hospitals even that were dying and they couldn't even go for a limo ride, but they were having fun running up down the limos. We were just loving it. We didn't care about the race anymore. We were last place because we were hitting everyone just to bless them for what God has blessed us with. Lo and behold, 1990s come. I break all my own world record. Now I'm a two-time Guinness Book world record holder of the longest limousine in the world and the Boeing 27. The longest limousine has a swimming pool, a helicopter landing pad over the swimming pool. It's 100 feet long. It's got 2 inches. You cut it in half. Then we took a Boeing 727 jet, cut it in half, cut the wings off, turned it into a limo. Blew to mines in Vegas.
Where
and
are these things?
L.A. So if you want them, you rent them for $100,000 a month, or you can buy them for $1 million each. And that's, you know, that's what we do. We build, rent, and sell. Remember, everything's for sale at the price is right. I used to fall in love with my jacuzzi limos and everything. I wouldn't let go of them. I wouldn't let go. I'd cry over them and everything else. But that's why I was passionate about my work. God bless me. I went over the top again. Wait a minute. I don't know if you're ready for a commercial or something, but I'm going to go ahead and give it to you because it gets better. I immediately take over. You want a commercial or what?
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. Wait till you hear what's up next. This is Limo Bob right here.
There you go. Bob,
Bob's got something
jockeys.
For you.
We got, what's her name, the young lady?
Yesenia.
Yesenia from the meat market. Yeah, she's going to talk about Clearwater.
Oh, my God, smells delicious.
Is she...
She's on now.
She's going to talk about the meat house of Clearwater?
Yes.
Yesenia, are you there?
Wait a minute.
Hello?
Yesenia, I just took a bite of it. Oh, my God, is it awesome. This is the best food in the world. The beans are magical.
Is she
you
there, Tommy?
You did put something in them.
I got you. So Yesenia's from Meat House of Clearwater.
Oh, my gosh.
And they are located at 1465 Sunset Point Road here in Clearwater. And their phone number is 727-443-4567. She's going to be joining us in just a moment. And I believe she's ready to go. She there? Hello?
My phone's about to die.
Hello. Go quick. I'll wait. You take over. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, I don't want your phone to die, so you go ahead. This is Nick, and tell everybody about the Meat House of Clearwater, please.
Well, it's a really good place. We have all types of meats. We cut everything however you want. We have things like rabbit, duck, quail, goat, lamb. Yeah. And we could pretty much get anything.
Awesome. And what are your hours of operation?
From Monday through Saturday from 8:30 to 7, and Sundays 8:30 to 3 o'clock.
And is this a butcher service as well?
Yeah, we cut anything however you want.
Awesome.
So, again, what would make Jockey Boys come buy meat from you guys?
There you go. Jock's got it.
Jockey Boys got this food.
What kind of deal?
We have all types of deals. So, we sell our plants too.
So like Jock is, he's a restaurant owner right here. He owns a barbecue restaurant, and he is right here on Drew Street, which is a couple of miles away from you. But he's wondering what would entice him as a restaurant to come to your establishment. Is there something you offer, maybe some businesses or restaurants to come to you to supply their restaurant with?
Well, I don't really know. Like I said, we have all types of meat. Like,
right. Okay.
Pretty much order whatever. Yeah.
Right. I'm looking at some of these combinations that you have in the BCC coupon book. And mm-hmm. one of them is, say, $85, right? Combo number one.
Mm-hmm.
That's 5 pounds T-bone steak, 5 pound ground beef, 5 pound boneless chicken breast, 5 pounds of center cut pork chops, and 5 pounds mm-hmm. of chicken drumsticks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's for $85. So you guys could feed the family for a bit. So
yeah,
might want to stop out there. And what else is it you want to tell our listening audience about your business, Meat House of Clearwater, that will be featured in the BCC coupon book?
We always have specials. We have a chicken combo that's 15 pounds of chicken for $19.99.
Wow.
And then, yeah, it's Flattown Leg Quarters, Flattown Drumsticks, and Flattown Chicken Wings.
And how long have you been in business?
Almost 3 years.
3 years.
Two years.
Okay, yeah. That's still a long time. Mm-hmm. 3 years, 2 years, still pretty long time. Well, all right. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that you're in the BCC coupon book, and if there's anything you want to add, please do so before your phone dies, because I don't want to lose you.
Yeah. No, everything's good.
You good? All right. Okay. Jock, what do you think?
I need 100 racks of ribs.
100 racks of ribs.
So good, guys. You can see it in the studio, but you got to taste it and smell it because it is delicious.
All right, we're going to let you go because I don't want your phone to die. Get that thing on charge. We appreciate you calling in.
All right.
Have a great Christmas.
Thank you.
You got to get a bone in there.
All right, Limo. Limo Bob.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We're
going
to finish the story? Oh, wait. We're going to do a break? Tommy?
I have another caller.
Oh, you got another caller. Let's go. Bring him on.
Love it.
Who is it?
I think it's Rashawn.
Rashawn, are you there?
Yeah, I was just calling to let everybody know Jockey Boys Barbecue. That'll have you coming back for more. Best barbecue in town.
Uh-oh. We got a shout out for Jockey Boys.
I agree with you, babe. I'm telling you, Limo Bob is eating it right now. It is unbelievable.
Limo Bob's giving you thumbs up.
I think that's my man, Rosé.
I'm looking at mine,
yes,
and it looks amazing.
What's that? That's one of my number one customers. Hey, I still got to get the T-shirt for you also, though, too, right?
Uh-oh.
Awesome.
Matter of fact, thanks for calling.
No
give
problem.
You a $25 gift certificate on me.
All right. I appreciate
now,
it, brother.
Now, I posted on Facebook. I told everybody to tune in today at 3 o'clock. So.
Yo, that's a rack. Right there. That's a rack.
That's right. You get a free rack of ribs, right?
I love it.
Yeah. So tell us how we can find this delicious barbecue here.
It's 1850 Drew Street, between Keene and Corona. It's in the plaza. There's an Italian restaurant. I think it's Gradino's. Meat market on the corner. I'm like in the middle towards the end of the plaza. Always got a barbecue sign out. Sometimes we have the smoker sitting in the parking lot, just letting the smoke, letting you smell it. So we're open from noon to midnight, 7 days a week.
Nice.
That's right.
Noon to midnight. 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
That's
we're rolling,
awesome.
Man. We got a good crew. We work.
Man, that's got to be better than hunting down that guy in the corner for that barbecue. You need to establish and make the phone call and done.
Hey,
that's right.
Hey, you can't get barbecue 7 days a week nowhere between Clearwater, St. Pete, and Tampa. So. And he's got his finger on the needle. Don't take it off.
Yo, man. And you say it's good, so that adds a whole new level. This isn't just barbecue, because, you know, you can go to them chain stores, but this is like legit.
Oh, it's awesome.
This is not Sonny's. This is real deal.
Baby. Whoa, baby. I'm loving it.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a lot of secrets in those.
I want to talk about this food. You got my mouth watering around here.
It's your food. Yeah.
My new best friend. We're going to talk about these secrets.
So
we got two sauces. We got a red sauce. That's real nice.
And mustard then
we got
sauce?
We got a mustard, yeah.
You got a spicy red?
Yes, yeah, spicy red right here. Yeah, with a little heat on it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's Carolina Gold right there.
Jockey
oh, my God.
Boys. Jockey
yes.
Boys.
Yes.
Street,
you like that?
1850 Drew Street.
That's right.
Jockey
That's right.
Boys.
Come see us. We're open right now, as a matter of fact, huh?
And we're open until 12.
Yeah.
And I couldn't pass this up.
That's
okay,
right.
We got a vegetarian. Well, you know,
John, the producer of my podcast show, is a vegetarian. I'm not lying. He won't pass it up. He's eating the meat. I fell off the
through?
Floor.
Yeah.
Isn't
Uh-oh.
It something? Only for Jockey, baby. This is it.
It's so good. It smells
I'd have had people that came in and said they don't eat baked beans until they taste those baked beans. Those are my famous baked beans.
Is there anything left in there? I was going to say, hold it up to the camera.
I thought
YouTube.
Annie has a decent lunch special.
There we go. Zip.
Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Decent
lunch special. Let me tell you about the specials, too.
Wait a second. You want me to just let him take over? Because he's doing a damn good job.
He does
it. Roll with it, Rashawn.
Tell him about the lunch specials noon to 4.
Monday through Friday, $6. One meat, one side, and a drink. $6. Some days he might throw in a special. It'd be $5. You can't go wrong with that. You can't get that nowhere here in town.
Tell them about the 2 for $20.
And then the 2 for $20, hey, you and your wife, your girlfriend, postman, y'all can eat for $20.
Whoa.
Two meats, two sides, one drink.
That's amazing.
Just
That's
awesome.
A good place.
The food is awesome.
Yes. So do you guys do catering too, since, you know,
yes,
Christmas
we do.
Is close?
Yes, we do.
Families
Matter of fact, that's
town.
How I got connected with this situation. I catered for the Barter IMS company, and it turned out great. That's how I got to meet these good people that I'm here with now. So
nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's all about networking, isn't it? It's beautiful.
Hey, he's in the BCC coupon book. He's got a free side with any sandwich purchase. So look for that in the BCC coupon book. Jockey Boy's Barbecue, Drew Street. Grab the coupon. Go pay Jockey Boy a visit.
That's right.
A jock.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and tell him you said hi, and you carry your coupon in there, and he's going to take care of you.
No question.
And don't forget about the world famous sauce.
And I'm hearing nobody.
Which one is this, Jockey Boy?
No, the Carolina Gold. I do not.
Carolina Gold.
The red, though. I make the red, though.
And he makes that red, and he got Carolina Gold over here. And I'm telling you, the sauce is second to none.
And also, I'm kind of like Panda Express. Anything that you want to try, sample. When you walk in the door, if it's something you're not sure about,
awesome.
We give you samples, whether it be a rib bone, a rib tip, a cup of potato salad, baked bean, whatever you want to try. Awesome. I'll let you try anything before you buy it.
That's great.
That's my motto. And guess what? I sell meat. I don't sell sauce.
Well, there you go. And you know what?
I approve this message.
Yeah, there you go. So, let them try it.
So we're going to segue over to Limo Bob, because you can take a limo. Over
to Jockey Boys.
To Jockey Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
And Bob has a, he's got a coupon in the BCC book. It says free hour with a 3-hour minimum booking. So you can use that last hour to hop on over to Jockey Boys and get some barbecue.
That's right. That's right.
Finish off the night nice.
Because you're
open until midnight, right?
Yes.
So and we're 24/7, so no matter what you do, stock up on Jockey Boy's food. That's you're going to get the late night munchies cruising around in the most elegant, beautiful SUV limo. Limos. That's no, right. Nick, that's one thing we don't do.
real quick, we got. I want to talk about a new restaurant. Who thinks we know French? French food.
I like French food.
I love French food, like I'm a big guy. It's not enough.
That's right.
I'm French. Jacques.
That's right. It's Jacques. I never thought of that.
I love it.
Wow.
Look.
Oh, sorry. Pull that mic right there.
We got Brian on hold. Brian, he just opened up an ice cream. It's an Italian ice, and he makes everything homemade.
Ooh,
right?
I love it.
So it's like, look at that. It's really done fancy. He's a gourmet Italian ice, right?
I can't hear nothing.
So he's
right
on
now.
Hold right now. But we got the French man. He has a restaurant he just opened up. His name is Kevin. And it's called Parle House Bistro. Now, when you walk inside, I'm guessing he put $40,000 into the front.
Wow. Parlor house.
It's a parlor house, and like
bistro.
You don't realize how the decor is so beautiful, because if you look from the outside, you wouldn't know. But once you walk in, when I walked in, I just said, "Wow!" I mean, it's beautiful, and he does all French food. And I wonder if he does and it's all authentic French cuisine from a French chef. And who here likes French food?
Oh, everybody right here. Even a vegetarian over here, Don.
Yeah, because you can eat our snails for vegetarians?
No.
Good question.
But, you know, I like to eat some escargot every now and then.
Oh, is that how you say it? Escargot?
Escargot.
Right, the snails?
Yeah, you don't say give me snails. You say give me escargot.
There you go.
Wee.
Jock, give me that hot sauce.
Yeah, so anyhow, it's a grand opening.
Brian's here. I'm going to.
It's called the Parlor House Bistro.
You want the potato ring?
It's at 1757 Main Street in Dunedin. It's right where the LA Fitness Shopping Center is.
Yeah,
it's across from the Ace Hardware. Right, so right it's now. Unbelievable. I went there last week. The food is fantastic.
What did you get?
You're telling me.
I got this. It was like a piece of. It was like a French cut steak, like this, just like this one
here.
And it
what
was
made it French.
I don't know what made it French. So like I guess maybe it's the sauce.
Is it a French cut?
Oh, it's awesome.
It's a French cut.
Love it.
Yeah. But it's the Parlor House Bistro, authentic French cuisine, grand opening, Parlor House Bistro.
So I love it.
You know, people will travel, because how many French restaurants do you think you've heard of?
Only one.
Right.
On the beach.
Right. So, you know, this is where people will be willing to travel. Grand opening, Parlor House Bistro. What do you think, Nick?
I think it's worth a visit.
It's worth a visit. And it's right there. If you know where LA Fitness is on Main Street, it's in that same plaza.
They got some lobster bouillabaisse out there or something, man?
Probably. Maybe next time we can get Kevin to get on the air and talk about it.
Forget about it.
Paul
House Bistro, authentic French cuisine, LA Fitness on Main Street.
Now there, I gotta go.
Is this what's in here? Is they're going to be in BCC, right?
Yes.
That's the print. Beautiful. So beautiful. You guys, make sure you pick up a BCC coupon book, and you'll get all these great deals and businesses we're talking about today.
And next we got Brian's Ice on the line. You there, Brian?
I am.
Tommy, is Brian there?
Yeah, he said he's here.
Yeah, you got him?
I got him. You got him?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Brian.
I can hear you good.
How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
So Brian's got Gourmet Italian Ices in Palm Harbor. He's on Tampa Road, 3422 Tampa Road. And Brian's going to tell us about what he's got going on out there. And he is in the BCC coupon book. And believe it or not, it says one free Italian ice. So, Brian, tell us about what you got going on.
Well, we make our own Italian ices homemade from scratch here. It's all real ingredients, real fruit. Fresh press our lemons, limes. It's all natural, you know, sugar, fruit, water. We also do cream ices, which is an Italian ice with a little bit of dairy added to it. That way I can do more like ice cream type flavors. So we have Oreo, cookie dough, s'mores, amaretto crunch, key lime pie, those type of flavors too, besides the fruit flavors.
And you guys are located right there at Lake St. George intersection, correct, on Tampa Road, not way down into Tampa?
That's right. We are at the intersection of Lake St. George and Tampa Road, right in the plaza with Queen's Pizza and right next to Great Wall Chinese.
Gotcha. So they can go have pizza or Chinese and come over there and grab an Italian ice.
That's right.
Nice. That's right. How long have you been there, Brian? I'm sorry.
I asked, what do you have for diabetics, huh? You said you got a lot of sweet sugar.
We actually do have one sugar-free flavor. It's a dark chocolate. So if you like dark chocolate, it's excellent.
It's good for you, dark chocolate.
Jock's in on that.
He's rocking,
dark,
baby.
Smooth and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So how long have you been there, and what are your hours of operation?
We're open 7 days a week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 11 a.m. until 9 p.m., Thursdays from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. till 11 p.m.
11 p.m.
We've been here about a month. October 30th is our first day.
Nice. Getting a great response so far?
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Good.
A lot of repeat customers already, and everybody's loving the product.
Nice. Well, we'll all have to come out and give it a shot. And everybody listening needs to come by there and jump on the coupon book and get that free Italian ice. So if they bring four or five, they got one that's going to not pay. So there you go. Brian, is there anything else you want to add before we let you go today?
I think that pretty much covers it. I appreciate you guys taking the time to hear what we're doing over here. And hopefully we'll see some people pretty soon.
Well, we appreciate you bringing Italian ice to the station, for sure.
We are going to be closed from tomorrow until January 1st, but we'll be back on January 2nd.
All right. Sounds great. Have a great Christmas.
All right. Thank you, you guys, as well. Take care.
Thanks for calling in.
Awesome. Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right.
Jockey Boys will be open for Christmas.
All right, Jockey Boys.
And we're going to feed the homeless.
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you feeding the homeless at Jockey Boys?
Yes.
That's beautiful.
We fed Thanksgiving. We fed 50 people for Thanksgiving dinner.
Nice. And I want to make sure I invite you guys, as well as others, to the McGuire Christmas party tomorrow evening from 5 to 9 at O'Keefe's. There'll be music, food, and drinks. You're more than welcome to show up.
Okay.
So McGuire's Christmas party at O'Keefe's. Right. Shout out to John McGuire and the team over there at McGuire Law Group. But you guys can show up, and we'll put Bob.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Tell us about the limos, man. Just move that over, buddy.
It keeps going because let me tell you. So about these limos, there you go. So let me just pick up where I left off.
You remember where it was?
You got it.
Okay.
So the beautiful part is after all that happened, you know, believe it or not, you know, lo and behold, I come on down here, and I was fortunate enough and blessed enough to retire at 50. I sold my company after 35 years being a biz, from 16 years old to 51 years old. And I managed to move down here at 50, and I retired. So I'm, like, loving the life and everything. I'm loving it. And the next thing you know, the limo show calls me up, International Convention, says, Limo Bob, they want you to come back out after 5 years of retirement. Come on back out. And they flew my kids and myself and my new wife. And they found out who I was as we gathered at the big International Limo Convention in Vegas at the Venetian. And lo and behold, after they go ahead and check us out, it was a beautiful moment because the kids found out who their dad was, and my new wife found out who, sort of a legend in the limo biz for breaking two world records. So, believe it or not, it was such a hit. 6 months later in 2014, they call again. They go, you got to come back out. They want you back out. They're going to go ahead and check. I said, look, I'm filming a new show called New Money on ETV. I tell you what, they want to film. I'm going to have them come fly to New Jersey, Atlantic City. We'll film it all there, and then we'll go film in Chicago and go home. Believe it or not, we get out there. We get mobbed. The people are all over. I'm loving them. I'm taking pictures. They can't get their releases signed fast enough as much as we're hugging and walking around. Some guy walks up and says, hey, I don't like your gold jacket, you blank, blah, blah, blah. I go, oh, I would go to hug him because I thought he was joking. You know how guys talk like that. I go to hug him, and he throws my arm off him. I'm like, whoa, buddy, what's up with shit? You know, come on. He goes, I told you, I hate your jacket, and I'm going to blah, blah, blah. I go, what? And they broke it up. They take him in the back room. They do an interview with this guy. This is the left field pitchers. They're in New Jersey. And they go, we're doing it. Hey, why do you hate Limbo Bob so much? We don't like his gold, and he had a TV show on. He's got these crazy jacuzzi limos. He wears 33 pounds of gold and all this. He's representing the limo biz crazy like that. He goes, I'm going to go out and finish that bling bling off. They pumped him up. He comes out. He looks at me out of nowhere. He's in airborne. And he punches me with my steel Oakley glasses on. He shatters my orbital eye bone. Broke my nose, broke my jaw, gave me a concussion, dislodged 5 discs in my neck, found out through a PET scan that they gave me brain damage concerning frontal lobe, short-term memory, and concentration. All this.
Do you
one
remember
punch.
The $200 you owe me?
Oh, that's what he said. No. The worst part is the guy didn't even know me, right? So let me just tell you, from this point on, and this is where it comes to.
This is all during E?
This is New Money all filming. On E. New Money, a show.
The filming.
That we're filming. It's wow. All filmed. This guy hits
so you
me.
You got evidence.
Everything. Oh, no. I'm suing him for $25 million in court right now. Right. But that's, and I'll get to that for in a sec.
Can you just hold that thought?
I sure will.
Okay, we got on the phone a lady that just did a grand opening, Jill Beans. You there, sweetheart?
Yeah, hi there. Jill. My name's Jill.
And then we're going to finish the Limo Bob's story, so it's like a teaser. So for you folks that are tuned in about 10 minutes, we're going to finish the story of the E story where Bob gets punched. So that's a teaser.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Bob, wait to hear what happens to the bully.
And there's more
next
to come, and it's going to be unbelievable what you hear, what happens to him. And Jockey actually is here, too, because he has a story to tell, too. What a name to have for the French. That is a French name.
French barbecue.
A Frenchman.
French barbecue.
A French DJ that opened a barbecue place.
What is the idea Delish, of a Frenchman Delish in here when I'm talking about a French restaurant?
From Indiana.
From Indiana, by the way. No, actually, he's from Paris.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Paris first, then Indiana.
I love it.
Paris, Indiana.
Yeah.
All right, so tell us about your ice cream parlor, what you're trying to accomplish there at Jill Bean.
Jilly Bean.
Yeah, hi, Jilly Bean. It's on Dunedin. Patricia Avenue. I'm just opened up. We're in our third week selling food and ice cream.
Oh, nice. So you're on Patricia Avenue in Dunedin.
It's the old Fritzy Freeze.
Okay.
That's been closed for about 3 years. We're just reopening.
Nice.
Across from the new Dunedin Commons. It's at 368 Patricia Avenue. We're serving soft serve, shakes, root beer floats, funnel cakes, fried Oreos, fried Twinkies, chocolate-covered bananas. We also have hard homemade ice cream. We have the Hulk, Superman.
Did you say fried Twinkies?
Peanut butter.
Oh, does this sound
fried
good?
Fried Twinkies and fried Oreos.
Oh, fair Ooh. Food, only better.
Homemade hamburgers and cheeseburgers. We have hot dog specials. We have...
Jill, that sounds amazing.
We have steak and cheese sandwiches that are to die for. We have a menu that is in progress, so we're taking suggestions as well.
And you're in the BCC coupon book, and you have a coupon for a free soft serve ice cream cone and a free cheeseburger with the purchase of a cheeseburger. So awesome. And they can find those in the BCC coupon right. book. And what are your hours of operation, please?
We're open from 11 to 9, but we're closed on Tuesdays.
Closed on Tuesdays, is that correct?
Yes.
And you're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day, and your holiday hours?
We'll probably stay open till I'll probably stay open till 9. I'm not sure I'll keep the girls with me, but I'll probably hang out till 9 or close to it, depending on traffic, and then close on Christmas.
Great. So the only day you're closed on a typical week is Tuesdays. All the rest, 11 to 9, unless it's holiday hours, probably closing right. New Year or Christmas. All right. Well, when will the menu be ready? And will it be posted up somewhere? Do you have a social media page?
I do. Jelly Beans Ice Cream and Treats. I have not posted it yet, but it's almost 98% complete. People keep asking for French fries. I need to take a vote on that. So I'm kind of waiting to see what happens with the French fry thing instead of the fried Oreos.
Not instead of the fried Oreos. That will not work. I'm going to put that vote in right now.
And not the Twinkies, neither. You got it.
Yeah, I'm thinking the fried Oreos over the French fries.
Yes,
day of the week.
Me too.
Absolutely. The fried Oreos will be something that not everybody has, and I personally love them. So.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
And put a fried Oreo on a soft serve ice cream, game over.
That's right. You can even do an ice cream and funnel cake sundae.
Man. So, just so everybody knows, my vote is the fried Oreos, period.
Yes, and the fried Twinkies over here for limo.
What about you, Jock? French fries or fried Oreos?
French fries.
Or funnel cake.
He's
Have
got
you
barbecue.
Ever had a fried Oreo?
He got the best barbecue. He's got to go with fries.
He got the sugar.
Yeah.
I like Oreos.
I'm going to go with them all.
Have you tried a fried one? They're nice and soft, man. You got to try one. Go to Jelly Bean and try your fried Oreo.
Jelly Bean, right there.
Jockey That's boys
right.
will be over.
Tommy, what you got? French fries or fried Oreos?
I never had a fried Oreo, so.
Jeez, you guys aren't living, man. Fried Oreos and bacon is where life is.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
I'll
have
try
bacon
anything.
And you got to have fried Oreos in your life.
I mean, I like an Oreo.
Are you kidding me?
I'm loving
Bacon makes everything better.
It does.
And
it
right
really
when you're
does.
Done
you
eating everything better,
fried
you get
Oreo
your fried Oreo.
And even smoke.
In your milk.
You don't need to.
And Jelly Beans has bacon.
You don't need to.
Oh, yum. Here we are.
Bacon everything. We'll make an Elvis-type ice cream for you with banana ice cream, peanut butter, and bacon. And, my God, you'd never know that it would taste so good.
All right, hold that. Call that. What do we call that so when I come up there I can order it?
We call it the... Jelly Elvis.
Oh, I love it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get one.
I'll see
in a few.
Do I add the fried Oreo to it? Or you got that on there?
You can put what?
Do I add the Oreo on it, or you have it with the Jelly Elvis?
I don't know. The Elvis is separate from the Oreo.
Okay. So we're going to do Jelly Elvis with an added Oreo.
Sounds great.
All right. What else you want to tell us? Tell us something. What else you got? We covered ours?
Chocolate orange ice cream.
Oh, orange creamsicle.
With chocolate.
Chocolate. Wow.
Our hand dipped ice cream is manufactured in Bradenton, Florida at Lippity Swiss. So it's super creamy and local.
Nice. And I hear, is there two people on this call? Or?
There is.
Okay. Because I'm like... I'm hearing two people that I'm like, is it just me or is it my headphones or what?
Well, let's hear from your co-star.
All right. Well, Jill, we're going to let you go, and we thank you for calling in. And everybody, you can find the coupon in BCC coupon book, Jilly Bean Ice Cream and Treats.
Thank you very much.
368 Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, Florida, or call them at 727-754-5742. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Hey, Tommy, we got a caller? Are we good? We good? We're going to let Bob go. I'm going to dive into the ribs.
That's what I'm saying.
We're going to let you finish.
You got him, my man.
But I got to see if we got a caller. I think we're good.
You got it? All right,
Bob, Limo Bob, let's finish off this thing. Let me hear about it.
You got it, buddy. So let me just tell you the ending here. Ladies and gentlemen, so we got all the way to this point. We're over here at the show. This guy hits me. Naturally, I go to swing back at him because I didn't want to. I leaned into the punch, and I took a real bad hit because of it. But I went ahead, and I went to swing back. He ducked. I got him in a headlock. I dropped him, put him to sleep. That bully didn't look good. But it didn't help me. For the next 5.5 years, I was virtually bedridden on all the painkillers and everything. I'm getting ready to release my book in 2020 called Fame, Fortune, Pow. You can imagine how it ends. An incredible story that'll blow your mind. I've got a podcast, January 15, 2020. We're going to go ahead and rebrand the rebranding of Limo Bob. No More Bullies.club tour. 2020. I'm going to speak at all the schools, at the high schools and grade schools, at every capital as we ride the 55-foot monster Roman Empire limo with marble floors and Roman gladiator empire. We're coming to a school by you. This is what we're going to do. I'm donating all my time this year of 2020 to travel and speak at the schools. Are you with me? Please be with me. It's do the great things in life. Do them as a favor to God. Watch what happens to you. Don't forget, we're building it now. www.nomorebullies.club. And if you need a limo, check me out at limobob.com. Call me up at 866-LIMO-BOB. Email me at limobob@limobob.com. No matter what your appetite for luxury is, we have it all. Please give me a call. God bless you. And don't forget, it's a free hour right here because you're calling with Nick live on stage. The greatest DJ in the world. Treasure Island Limo. It's a free hour. Please check us out now. It's all on barter.
Can I trade you for a few racks of ribs?
Done. I do trades with everyone. Racks of ribs and everyone. We're doing it, ladies and gentlemen.
It's okay. Cover up painting in solutions. 727-900-2080. If anybody needs any paint jobs, their house is painted, call Cover Up Painting Solutions. And then Ace Hardware, we got households. You know, everybody familiar with Ace Hardware, right?
The one on Main Street.
The one on Main Street, 1750 Main Street in Dunedin, Florida. You ask for James. They got coupons in the coupon book, but James is the man. I tell you, he should run for mayor because I was there at a city convent where we did stuff, and he gave a speech, and I said to him right after it, I said, you know what? Maybe you should run for mayor. He gave a beautiful...
He was that good, huh?
He spoke from the heart. It's called The Language of the Heart.
I love it.
And then we have a woman-owned veteran, Mobility Plus. And I stress woman-owned and that she's a veteran. And she owns Mobility Plus there. It's at the corner of County Road 1 and Main Street. It's in the Winn-Dixie Plaza. Her phone number is 733-7587. That's Mobility Plus. Then we got Ace Hardware on Main Street. And we got Cover Up Painting. And let's not forget about Leo. Leo, the Meat House of Clearwater. Then who else did we have? We had Jill from Jilly Beans. And then we had Brian from Brian's Ices. And then not forget, you can do it for me for this one, Jock.
This is the Parlor House Bistro, American French Cuisine.
Ooh.
1757 Main Street, Dunedin.
We had a true Frenchman say that. Jacques.
There you go. Jacques is right
there.
That's
the Parlor House Bistro. And who else did we forget?
The Film Festival. Don't forget about that. It's coming up, you guys. Check me out. January 11th to the 20th. The Sunshine City Film Festival.
Sundial in St. Petersburg.
You got to check it out.
Great event.
My podcast producer is going to be amazing. And thank you so much for this beautiful food that brought
in. Oh, we're
not
done yet.
Oh, no, I'm not done. I'm just waiting for dessert.
We're going to wrap it up here right now. We're going to wrap it up. So we're going to go. We're going to have a little round table.
Good.
I'll start off. I'm Nick with the Vapors Depot. Four locations, one in Bradenton, one in Tarpon Springs, one in Bel Air Bluffs, and one in Largo. If you need to quit smoking, quit combustible tobacco, and quit killing yourself, come see one of our experts in the store. Choose vapor, and then ultimately work yourself off of nicotine altogether. That's what we're about. I'm also Vice President of Florida Smoke-Free Association here in our great state of Florida, fighting for your rights to have that choice. We're going to turn it over to Jock. Final closing comments, sir?
Yeah, come and check out Jockey Boys Barbecue. I'm Jock, the owner. Come in, get you a few samples. We sell meat and our sauce. Come get some of these famous baked beans, potato salads, collard greens, mac and cheese, yellow rice, and it keeps going.
Awesome.
We specialize in turkey tips, rib tips, chicken tips,
rib
slabs
tips.
Of ribs. Rib tips.
I'm still greens, smiling.
Rib tips, collard greens.
Delicious. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we got some good lemon cake and we have a few sweet potato pies and whatnot. So come check us out. 1850 Drew Street, Clearwater, Florida, 33765.
Just like Mama's house.
That's right.
Let's go, Bob.
You got it. Once again, you know, Treasure Island Limo, I thank you all. And Jacques, it's great for this meal. You guys, Nick, you're an amazing guy. Thank you so much to all you guys, Brian, and all the beautiful people here at the radio station. And once again, limobob.com. If you ever need a limo, it's 100% barter. But most of all, look it, we've got an anti-bully campaign going down. It's nomorebullies.club. Check it out. We're going to donate our life and time to it. We're going to see what we can put a dent in it. Thank you so much and be blessed.
And Jock's got one more person to mention.
Yeah, this just in. Maple Lanes. Go check out Maple Lanes and Countryside. Got a couple free coupons, a free game with the purchase of a game, 8 free tokens with any purchase. The address is 27867 U.S. Highway 19 North, Clearwater, Florida. Just north of SR at 580 Northbound Service Road. Go check them out, Maple Lanes, Countryside.
Beautiful way to spend some time with the family at the bowling alley, guys. All right, we're going to wrap it up. We want everybody to have a great holiday. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you visit the BCC coupon book to get some of these valuable coupons that we discussed today. Thank you guys for joining. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
All right. God bless. Merry Christmas.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.